Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You know, page one of their recruitment videos, it's hard to avoid something like that. It's a sort of natural side effect of something like this. And if someone has that skill set, yeah, of course they're going to want to use it. I mean, the other big attack recently that's been in the news has been the one against Sony Pictures.
Right.
And there's been a lot of speculation that that may have come from another possible, I guess, other government.
Right.
North Korea. It's
right.
not known for sure, but there's a lot of speculation in that direction.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in depth later on. So, think about this. This is almost cause and effect type of attacks, aren't they? In other words, you do something to us, we show you what we can do to you. And it's not a bomb. I mean, we're all worried that Iran's going to become nuclear, when maybe we should be worrying more if they're going to attack our electric grid or something.
Funny you should mention that. A lot of people are viewing these attacks coming out of Iran as revenge for something called Stuxnet, which
yes.
was a rather large and scary piece of malware that, although it's not been admitted, it was suspected that it was created by the U.S. government working with the Israeli government.
Right.
And it actually got into the systems inside their nuclear production facilities,
mm-hmm.
and it sent their centrifuges spinning out of control and basically destroyed a lot of the physical equipment
right.
from a cyber standpoint,
right.
which is kind of startling, because you normally don't think of cyber things as having a physical effect.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, as more and more things are interconnected, they can get in and things can be set to, I guess,
they
work
don't,
wrongly.
Well, what is the Internet of Things if not the Internet connected to things, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. How did they find out what made them believe that the U.S. was responsible for Stuxnet?
Well, to a large extent, the almost absurd complexity of the code, how well it was
yeah.
written, and not only that, but it was very, very narrowly defined.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it got into other networks, it would only go active when hitting its target.
Ah. So it sounded like our policies, right? Our code sounded like our desires, right? Yeah.
I won't judge, but
maybe we should have thrown a random thing in there somewhere, kind of diversion. Hey, Scott, I need your website, please.
Oh, sure, thesecurityadvocate.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about that Sony case that Scott mentioned a minute ago, and how all that affects you and me and our businesses. Stay with us.
If you're a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions, from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's BPLANS.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.